fight for a socialist Brexit. Steve Skaw, East Midlands Socialist Party Secretary. A tsunami of opposition to the establishment has travelled the world. This description was used by a BBC presenter after the referendum result in Italy on the 4th of December that forced out their Prime Minister, Renzi. It was part of a process of revolt that included Trump's vote in the US and the EU referendum in Britain. The anger felt by millions of working-class people at the decimation of their living standards, jobs and services has searched for an outlet, and over many years there hasn't been a mass socialist alternative to channel it. The Socialist Party predicted that the EU referendum would be used by many as a weapon against the Tory government. No wonder many of those people are suspicious of the motives of politicians who may seek to undermine or delay the enactment of the referendum result. This is not just restricted to the rabid right-wing press. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court deliberations, with a judgment expected in January, on whether the government alone can trigger Article 50 and negotiate on national treaties, or whether it has to go before Parliament, are viewed in that light by many people. On the other hand, the decision shouldn't be left to the Tories. They fear splits in their own party and defeat in Parliament, creating a crisis that could even force an early general election. Corbyn's Labour has to go on the attack and push for a working-class alternative in the move towards Brexit. The EU represents the interests of big business. It has imposed rules that undermine wages and conditions of workers, block socialist measures of nationalisation and enforce austerity, privatisation, and cuts in services. Corbyn should put forward a positive plan for a solution to the problems working-class people face, replacing the EU's rules with an increase in public spending on health, housing and education, an end to privatisation and protection of workers' rights, pay and conditions. This has to be backed up by action from the trade unions. On that basis, the workers' movement in Britain can link up with workers in Italy, Greece and across Europe, who want to fight back and build a real opposition to capitalism internationally.